This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Hey, you remember all those stories here and elsewhere about how shopping malls were dying? Yeah, about that. Maybe we were a bit hasty. There's some new analysis out from CoreSite Research. It's a retail research firm that says foot traffic at what it calls top-tier malls is above where it was in the before times and that occupancy rates are at 95% or higher. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into what might be giving malls a second life.
Joe Bell has been in the mall business for 15 years. And in that time, he's gotten the same question over and over.
I've had people who were asking me what I was going to do when all the malls closed in 5 years.
Rude, but also maybe fair. The narrative about dying malls has been going strong for more than a decade. But Bell, a spokesperson for Cafaro Company, which operates 50 shopping centers, says foot traffic is back to pre-COVID levels. He says a successful mall is one that's been reimagined.
It would feel a lot more like a typical downtown, where you have a greater variety of types of businesses, where you might find a bar and restaurant right next to it, a jewelry store, and next to that, a dentist's office.
One of their malls even has a minor league ballpark. Sonia Lipinski at Alex Partners says for the first time since 2016, more stores are opening than closing. So have malls escaped death?
It's not kind of a one-size-fits-all answer. So it's very nuanced.
Malls in urban areas where people value delivery and have less money, they're not doing as well, while malls in more affluent suburban areas are thriving. They're seeing an influx of luxury and direct-to-consumer brands like Away Luggage. Lipinski says online brands are boosting occupancy rates.
They've realized that it's too expensive to acquire the consumer only exclusively from a digital channel.
These brands are especially successful at combining the features of online and in-person shopping, like incentivizing online pickup orders and returns and showing what's available in store. Claire Tassin is with Morning Consult.
So if I am browsing online and I see, you know, a pair of jeans I want to try on, hopefully that site is showing me that my local mall has those in stock and gives me a reason to go in.
I mean, if someone figures out a way to avoid having to try on jeans at all, I'm here for it. Until then, to the mall. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.